Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The presence of God will only abide with a person who is walking a holy lifestyle and possesses the fear of the Lord. Hebrews 12 and 14 says, live a clean and holy life. For one who is not holy will not see the Lord. Folks, do not be deceived. Those who walk according to their natural desires, they're not going to heaven. You say, well, what qualifies you to say who's going, who's not going? I just go by what the book says. You must be sanctified and live your life separate from this world system. It is time for us to seek the Lord. Saints, the society's morality has crept into the church. Why else are we a little bit higher than the world in our divorce rate? Where did that come from? All of a sudden, we can't live together. We can't get along. Pregnancies in the church are exceeding those in the world. There's so much sexual misconduct in the church, from the pulpit to the door. What is going on? It's because the church lacks the fear of the Lord. Now listen to what Hosea 10 and 12 says. See, we must begin to seek the Lord lest we become deceived. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, when you see someone fall, don't criticize them. Take heed lest you also fall. Don't think you're so strong that you will not fall. That's false confidence. That's pride. And in fact, the Bible says pride comes before a fall. The Bible says, plant the good seeds of righteousness, and you will reap a crop of my love. Plow the hard ground of your hearts, for now is the time to seek the Lord, that he may come and shower salvation upon you. This is the time to seek God like never before. We're talking about the presence of God in this series, saints, but I have to be absolutely honest with you. If you don't seek God with all of your heart, you may be deceived. The devil is doing everything in his power to deceive Christians today. The Bible says even the very elect, even those who have known God for years, even those in the ministry, even the mothers in the church, the prayer warriors, the devil is out to get us. We have to seek the Lord as never before. Prayer meetings in the church should have everybody present if they're not working. Whenever a prayer meeting is held, we all should be in the house of the Lord seeking God's face. Why? Because we need him. Now, Jesus warned about deception in our day in Matthew 24 and 24. It says, for false Christ shall arise and false prophets, so that if it were possible, even God's chosen ones will be deceived. And then he says in verse 25, see, I'm warning you. I recently watched an interview on NBC with a famous preacher who changed his theology about eternity. If I mentioned his name, you would know exactly who I'm talking about. He now believes everyone is going to heaven, saint and sinner alike. He doesn't believe that hell exists. The person interviewing asked, do you think Hitler will be in hell? He said, I mean, in heaven? He says, yes, I guess so. Hitler will be there. Sure he will. He said he does not believe the Bible literally anymore. Now, this was a man in ministry for over 30 years. a well-known, well-respected man of the cloth who had tremendous, huge meetings. Thousands attended. And now he's been deceived. It is possible to be deceived, people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, it says, "Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God?" This answers his statement about heaven. The Bible hasn't changed. He changed his mind. The Bible hasn't changed. God has not changed his mind. Don't listen to him. Listen to God. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? And then the Lord says, do not be deceived. Why? Because it's possible to be deceived. There are some churches that will accept you no matter what you're doing, regardless of your lifestyle. He said that the Christian church shunned him as a heretic. But then there was a gay and lesbian church that embraced him. And the preacher washed his feet. And he felt like he was being cleansed by heaven. You can be deceived. The Bible says, neither the sexually immoral or idolaters or adulterers or male prostitutes or homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunks, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. This preacher said, I was watching a program. It was about Africa and people suffering. And I heard a voice that changed my theology. He said he thought it was the voice of God. Folks, God never contradicts his word. If you say you hear a word from God, it better not contradict what the Bible says. You know what the Bible says? It says in Galatians chapter 1, 8 and 9, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we taught you before, let him be eternally cursed. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally accursed. Islam and Mormonism received their doctrines through an angelic visitation. That's what their leaders will tell you. There are many cults today and erroneous religions deceiving people by the hundreds of thousands, people. There's a spirit of error in our world. Do you think all of those misguided people are not serious about their souls? Of course they are. But they've been deceived. That's why we need to speak the gospel to every person we meet, especially those in other cults and other religions. They must know the truth. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 and 2, it says, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some will turn away from what we believe. They will begin to follow lying spirits and teachings that come from demons. There are devils and lying spirits that create doctrines and religions. And they find individuals to teach them for them. The Bible says these teachers are hypocrites and liars. They pretend to be religious, but their own consciences are dead. Many once served God, but they disobeyed God. They walked away from the truth of the gospel and embraced some lie. because they didn't want to obey the truth of the gospel. Saints, that's the quickest way to be deceived. You get involved in some sin. You know it's sin. You're convicted for the first couple of weeks or months, but then the voice of the Holy Spirit gets dimmer and dimmer. You find yourself living in sin, in consistent sin, and then that's when the devil can come and deceive your mind about what you believe and what you don't believe. This should be a warning to all Christians. We must not play with our relationship with God. Saints, we need to obey God regardless of the cost. You must. And remember, sin has no power over you. You have to give sin permission to come into your life, just like you have to give the Holy Spirit permission to deliver you from the desires of those sins.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, you may not have heard a message like this before, but I'm telling you the truth. We need to be ready. God expects us as Christians to live consistent, holy lives. He expects us to attend church. You know, there are thousands of professing Christians who are deceived today, even about attending church. They believe I can meet in my house, so I don't have to go to church at all. After all, we are the church, really. We're the body of Christ. But now listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. When you look up the word in the Greek, the church is described as a physical place, not a person. God has designed churches to be a place where the body of Christ get together and they pray and they fellowship and they worship together. Listen, folks, if there was no need for a church, why did God have Moses build the temple in the wilderness? Why did Solomon build the temple? Why did God allow them to build a physical house where he would meet them? Do you think he's changed? God hasn't changed. In fact, Hebrews chapter 10 and 25, it says, let us not neglect our church meetings as some people do. They were already doing it back at that time. But encourage, listen, and warn each other. Warn each other what? Don't be deceived. The devil is trying to deceive the church. The Bible says, especially now that the day of his coming back again is drawing so near, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there will be no sacrifice for sin left for us, but only a fearful expectation of God's judgment, of raging fire that will also consume all of his enemies. Saints, to go to heaven will cost you something. Don't you ever think you will just waltz into heaven with no effort at all. The right of our salvation and heaven cost Jesus his very life. Don't you think it's not going to cost you anything? You're deceived. God is not waiting around serving you. You're supposed to serve him. It's not your life. It's the life he's given you to serve him. Acts chapter 14 and 22 says, we must go through many tribulations to enter the kingdom of God. The word tribulation there means literally pressure. We have to apply pressure to our own flesh to pray, to read the Bible, to obey God, to attend church regularly, to even give liberally to the Lord. You've got to tell yourself, get in line with the word. What's happening, so many people are not saying, get in line with the word to themselves. You need to tell yourself, listen, you better obey God. I'm not going to hell for you, flesh. You say, well, how do you have a conversation with yourself? Listen, folks, your spirit is saved. Your body has to be put to death. Your flesh has a mind of its own. Oh, if you don't believe that, just put yourself in the wrong circumstance. You'll find yourself doing things you didn't believe you were capable of doing. Your heart will be all repenting and your flesh will be loving it every minute of it. Just telling the truth. Now the devil and his helpers will tell you. And you know the devil has helpers. Like Santa Claus, we're in that time now. The devil has helpers too. You know what the devil's helpers tell you? You're too spiritual. You don't need to attend church every week and be at every service. You should go when it's convenient. You work. Take a day off from church. Well, you don't have to pay your tithes. You don't have to pay your offering, especially when you can't afford it. What's wrong with you? You can't afford it. Hey, listen, God understands. He's not going to curse your finances like it says in Malachi chapter 3. Don't believe the Bible. And don't get involved in church. And for God's sake, don't invite anybody. They'll just laugh at you. And by the way, talking about relationships, you don't have to be faithful to your spouse. They're not taking care of your needs anyway. And since you're getting married anyway, why wait to have intimacy with your partner? See, Satan will have other people encourage you to sin. What you would not do yourself, the devil will bring somebody alongside of you and say, oh, do that. Come on, God doesn't mind. God doesn't care. He knows you're human. There's a song that came out several years ago. I'm only human, and humans make mistakes. That song was written by the devil. Why are you singing his lyrics? The Bible says anyone in Christ is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Hello. All things have become new. I don't have to obey the desires of my body. I can obey the word of God. I've been born again. My spirit is reborn. I can live for God. I can enjoy his presence in my life. I don't have to have the... What did Esau go for? He went for a pot of stew. He exchanged his spiritual birthright for a pot of stew. God called him a fornicator. And God said, I hate him. He said, well, God doesn't hate people. He said, I hate Esau. But I love Jacob. People got it wrong. Well, Jacob, he deceived to get the spiritual inheritance. God says, yes, I love him. I love him. Oh, but he deceived. God says, I love him. He did what it took to have the blessing of my favor on his life. Some people say, well, that's not theologically right. Well, talk to God about it. I'm just telling you what he said. You know, Satan even told Jesus not to go to the cross through Peter, his own disciple. In Matthew chapter 16 and 23, Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get away from me, Satan." Peter said he had first had a revelation of who Jesus was. He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "Oh, flesh and blood hasn't revealed that to you, Peter. Oh, man, you're my main man." The devil said, "Oh, yeah? Let me get a hold of his ear. Hey, tell Jesus he shouldn't go to any cross. Come on, nobody's going to the cross today. He can't go to the cross. How can he be the king and go to the cross? That's not right." Peter rebuked the Lord in front of all the disciples and said, "You're not going to the cross. Let it be far from you." Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get away from me, Satan." Now listen to these words in this translation. "You are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view and not from God's." You know, that's what the devil does. The devil always reasons with you from a human standpoint. He will always minimize the importance of what God's will is for your life and promote your comfort zone. They say, get in the zone. Stay in your comfort zone. That's what the devil wants you. Jesus turned around and looked at his disciples and he said, "If any of you want to be my follower, you must put aside your selfish ambitions. Shoulder your cross and follow me. If you try to keep your life for yourself, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life for me, then you'll truly find what life really is." We have to begin to put God's work and agenda before our own. That's if we really want to know the truth. Listen to what Jesus said. I'll say this in conclusion and we'll pick up again next week. Jesus said, "Heaven can be entered only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide enough for all of the multitudes who choose the easy way." Do you want to be one of the people who choose the easy way? That's the wrong road, saints. He went on to say, "But the gate to life is small, and the road is narrow." And now this is the thing that should shock you, and only a few will ever find it. That's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. Saints, God has called us to be his dwelling place if we accept his son, Jesus Christ. God's presence wants to be with us, not only to bless us, but to touch the lives of other people who need him. But there is a war going on in the church today. The influence of the world, the flesh, and the devil is trying to take the church over. Do not let that influence in your life. Do not let that comfort zone thing in your life where you want to be like the world, look like the world, feel like the world, have all of the toys of the world, all of this gratification, self-gratification stuff. Jesus said you must deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow me. This is the road to heaven, and it's small and it's narrow, and few will actually follow after me.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part two of Becoming God's Habitation on Earth. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I would love to pray with you. I do not know your needs, but God does. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, asking you to meet every need of every listener. Save, deliver, protect, and provide for us. We place our trust in you. You promised if we call upon you, you would answer us. Thank you in advance for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR. To join weekday p.m. and on and